0862 12, that talk number, 1300 872 911, and Carolyn is on the line up at Wonga Beach. Hello, Carolyn.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. What are you saying?
Well, as you said, we live at Wonga Beach. There are approximately 800 residents at Wonga Beach, and we are totally reliant on the local Telstra tower for our mobile signal. The tower, unfortunately, once we lose power, only has battery backup, and it lasts for about 5 or 6 hours. After that, we're on our own. I'm trying to push for a generator backup for that tower so that the residents of Wonga have got at least some way of contacting emergency services.
Okay, now...
I mean, in this world with a cyclone coming dead bang on us at the moment, everyone's telling us to be prepared, but why is Telstra not prepared with a generator for backup?
This is an interesting one. So by putting this out, you're hoping that Telstra is going to be listening, but that might be a forlorn hope, because I'll be
trying to contact
with other
Telstra.
Things.
Was
impossible.
Yeah, impossible.
Gee, this is an interesting one, isn't it?
I
wonder how many other people are in a similar situation, particularly on those northern isolated communities.
Exactly. Yeah, one tower covers a lot of people, and SES told me that there were 11,000 Telstra towers around Australia, and Telstra couldn't possibly have backup for every tower. But I said to Telstra that, I'm sorry, but they're not all going through a cyclone at the moment.
Exactly. Now, if indeed they were to hear about this, would they have time to be able to do it? Obviously, there's quite a few hours today and into tonight before things get really, really dicey. So you were hoping there would be
still time for them
to get out there to Wonga Beach and sort this out.
Yeah, that's right. During Yazi, John, we lost communications for 5 days.
God.
5 days. It's like third world conditions, not being able to communicate with your family, not being able to call emergency services. I've got a 95-year-old in my house. I'm worried that I can't call an ambulance for him if he needs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fancy copying it in Yazi, and that was, so far, relatively speaking, south of here.
That's right. It was a long way away.
Yeah, exactly. Carolyn, all I can say is hopefully Telstra people are listening to this. Obviously, you can't get through. Nobody else can get through either, because they're chockers at the moment. Just hopefully they're technical people. Somebody will listen and respond. That's all I can say to you. Hang in there, Caroline.
I appreciate your call.
That's Carolyn, and she's up there at Wonga Beach.
John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Talk number 1300 872 911. We've got Don on the line over at Yorkeys Knob. G'day, Don.
G'day, John. I just wanted to tell you quickly, you had a lass on from Wonga Beach about the Telstra Tower.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say within the next 8 or 10 minutes, she got a phone call from Telstra.
No.
Stating that she got a case number, got a phone call from Melbourne, actually.
Well.
That I will look into it and try and get a backup generator there. Thanks to you guys.
That is remarkable. In about 8 minutes after she put the phone down, that is fantastic. Because I remember thinking, oh, my God, this will have to be an act of God for somebody at Telstra listening.
Yeah, but it goes into more than that. Yesterday she rang the SES, got no good. Rang the Mossman Council, no good. Rang a few other people, no good. But just one phone call to you guys makes a huge difference.
Oh, this has made my day. Don, this has absolutely made my day, and the rest of the staff here too. That's just bloody wonderful. God, I'm pleased. That was Carolyn. She's up there at Wonga Beach, and she was in all sorts of trouble because she'd got a 95-year-old gentleman there at her home, and that could have been an absolute catastrophe. Gee, that's terrific.
Yeah, well, last time Yasi, which is a long way away, though, they had no telephone communication for 5 days.
Exactly, and Telstra was half a world away. That was half a world away, wasn't it, Yasi?
Yes, exactly right.
That's astounding. Anyway, the story was the Telstra tower out there at Wonga Beach, no battery backup, so it was going to be a real nightmare. Gee, this is a great story.
It does have battery backup, but it only lasts about 4 hours.
Is that what it was? This is a wonderful story, Don. Look, thank you for sharing that with us. I think it'll put us all in a bit better mood, which is what we need.
Yeah, well, the point is, if people need something done, ring John McKenzie.
Good on you, Dono. Thank you. That's Don on the line out at Yorkeys Knob.